wife's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Let me tell you what I think about
Hello, you're listening to Spit Fountain here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Marissa, what's the theme that you chose for today?
It's like garage rock. I described that as nothing slow. So It's all stuff that's fast and like noisy, but not like harsh. Not unpalatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see if we are able to deliver on that. If you think that our music is too slow or not palatable, you can call into 412-268-9728 to leave a request here at our WRCT request hotline. Marissa and I will be happy to pick up the phone. Starting the hour for today, we're going to start with the track that defined the playlist. When Marissa told me what music we're doing today, they're like, oh yeah, music that sounds like the head goatees.
Mm-hmm.
It's head and like coat and goatee.
So there was a band called the Head Coats, and it was just one guy. And he was like, I want a female backing band. So the Head Coatees are the backing band for the Head Coats. But then they started making their own music in the 90s.
Wonderful. Well, this is music that sounds like them. That's the third description for this playlist, and they're going to kick it off with I Gotta Move.
Three, four. She was born to yet another. Told stories of a virgin mother. All she knew how to do is to try not to die. Do a list of dozen words for sorrow. Thought a lot about six for tomorrow. Pick yourself a partner and a corner and feel alright.
Hey, let me tell you about the last few songs that you heard here on Spit Fountain. Second in the hour was The Gizmos with Bible Belt Baby, then King Khan and the Shrines with No Regrets, followed up by Blood on the Wall with Reunite on Ice, and then the last track you just heard was by The Holy Ghosts, and it was Never Gonna Make It. If you have a song that you want to hear on WRCT Pittsburgh right now, you can call into 412-268-9728. That's our WRCT request hotline, and Marissa and I will be happy to listen to any requests that you have. Coming up next, we're going to play a public service announcement from our friend McGruff.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Teddy! Somebody do something!
I called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Yeah. pizza, Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Bart, get your sixth taco.
All right, you're listening to WRCT-FM. This is Spit Fountain with Jake and Marissa. Let me tell you about some of the music and that you heard in the last half hour. Last we talked to you, we mentioned that you were listening to The Holy Ghost with Never Gonna Make It. Since then, you heard Black Tambourine with Throw Aggie Off the Bridge. Then The Vibrarians with Modern Walker. Sex for Boat with Error Terror. The Cynics with I'm in Pittsburgh and It's Raining, Mario DeSanto with Our Agitator, Hunks and His Punks with Alone in Hollywood on Acid, and just now you heard Algernon Cadwallader with Cruisin' in the intro. Of course, that's the band that we take the namesake of the show from. Now it's time for the Spit Fountain.
The Spit Take.
The Spit Take, thank you. Now, Marissa, what was last week's spit take about?
Last week we heard from a listener who like woke up at, you know, 2 a.m. or something, maybe even 1 a.m., and she came to her kitchen and found it full of warm soapy water. And her and her husband had been asleep, and they hadn't left any water in the sink. So she asked for our thoughts on the matter.
Right, and we thought it was like a raccoon or the tooth fairy, but for the very first time in Spit Fountain history, we've heard back from a caller to find out if what we thought it was were true. Now, our caller from last week says that they were able to discover the cause of the warm, soapy water. Looking around, they thought maybe it was my carbon monoxide detector going off. So they checked the batteries, checked the detector, all good. No carbon monoxide poisoning causing them to be delirious. So they thought, something must be afoot for real. They started looking around their house. They looked around their basement, their attic. No signs of intrusion. But their connected in-law's house, they had been out of town for the last week. Exploring the inside of their in-law's house that was attached to their apartment, they noticed a old mattress in the attic that had looked like it had been used recently. And after doing some more looking around, they came to the conclusion that somebody had been squatting in their adjoining house and had been bathing themselves in the kitchen sink at night while the couple slept above them.
Okay, that's what I thought was the case.
Pretty spooky.
Well, that's shocking.
It's shocking. Scary. So if you need recommendation on a situation like that, asking us what we would do or to answer your question, you can always call in to 412-268-9728 to the WRCT request hotline. And here at Spit Fountain, Marissa and I will be happy to listen to whatever your troubles are and hopefully provide you with some advice. And of course, that is what we're experts at in this life. Not music, but advice. Speaking of advice, I would advise you to not touch that dial because we're going to have more music here on Spit Fountain. And if you think the music that we play is bogus, Marissa will be happy to tell you about some programming that you can listen to on the station that's a little bit less bogus than ours.
If you think our show is bogus, you probably wouldn't like 8 Miles High. 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's Stranger Than Known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. But perhaps you would enjoy The Bunker. Trance and Progressive House are coming at you nonstop from CMU's Bunker, WRCT Pittsburgh, Mondays at 10 p.m.
So hopefully you'll catch some of the better programming on the station, as our producer refers to it. Coming up next is Cat Food by Manatees.
Meow. So you seek to destroy. You got it in your hands. Can you help us? Can you understand? So you are yourself. So you are something. Everything I've seen, it doesn't change a thing. Sometimes it comes to time that sometimes is over.
that's the end of our playlist for the hour. They're done a little bit early. I'd like to tell you about some of the people who help make WRCT possible. We're supported by SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. That's it for this hour, and I hope you enjoyed this hour of Spit Fountain with Jake and Marissa. We have, what, 3 more weeks of doing the show together? Two?
No,
two?
It's September 6th.
Oh, we have plenty.
Not a whole month.
We have plenty more weeks.
Oh, I guess that's 4.
Of us together. So keep enjoying the show, and I hope you'll tune in again next week for more Spit Fountain.
For listening to Spit Fountain, keep listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm going home. Good night.
You've never been this far before. Boom, boom, boom. And as I take the love. Tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before.
Back in the alley, and I kept rolling them 7 and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friend a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot. My cat.
was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
Is a rerun of our episode from July 22nd.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. This is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy.